AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton says all the information contained in her private emails related to the attack in Benghazi, Libya, was handled properly. A batch of the emails released today as we hear from our Ben Thomas.
The nearly 300 emails include one from November 2012 sent by Jake Sullivan, Clinton's deputy chief of staff at the State Department. It relates to possible suspects in the Benghazi attack and reports of arrests in Libya. At the time it was sent, it was not classified, so no laws were violated. But State Department officials say the email was upgraded to secret today at the request of the FBI.
Clinton's on the road today talking jobs and criticizing her GOP opponents at a brewery in New Hampshire over the threatened shutdown of a government agency that helps provide business loans.
Seems as though they would rather threaten the livelihoods of those 164,000 jobs than stand up to the Tea Party.
Tens of thousands of bikers expected in Myrtle Beach for the long holiday weekend, and so are the police. They say after the shootout last weekend in Waco, Texas, there will be a large security presence. Millions of Americans driving for the Memorial Day holiday, like Esther Prahl, heading south on I-95.
We're coming from the Boston area, Massachusetts, and we're heading down to Williamsburg, Virginia. And we're going down to a timeshare down there. And we're going to visit family, too.
Rough waters are hampering the oil slick mop-up in Santa Barbara, California today. Officials are urging people not to hit the beach trying to help wildlife.
The general public may want to help, but the fact is that trying to capture oiled animals by people who don't have the training is dangerous both to the animal as well as to the people.
Wall Street Mix this hour. This is AP Radio News. The Eiffel Tower was closed to the public for most of the day today in Paris because workers at the famous landmark insisted it be shut down.
Workers protested a rise in aggressive pickpocketing. Clusters of tourists streamed beneath the tower in Paris, unable to reach its viewing platforms. American tourist Dave Kleps hasn't been victimized by pickpocketers.
We've been here 2 days, and I haven't felt unsafe. We did keep close track of our possessions, but we did not feel unsafe, and we are a little bit disappointed that it's closed.
Workers at the Eiffel Tower want a permanent police presence. Officers in Paris patrolled the area on bikes, on foot, and in cars. I'm Ed Donahue.
Walmart is asking its suppliers to curb the use of antibiotics in farm animals. Only use them for disease treatment and not as a way to fatten up livestock. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.